It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawksmith, Greg Pickle here, coming back to you from the Labatt Blue studio once again. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We looked previously at Penn State's running backs and wide receivers and the interesting depth predicaments, I guess you could say, in both of those spots in 2020. Well, we're going to look at 2020 a bit more here at some of the positions where Penn State will have some needs, but we're going to frame it around who the biggest losses are from the 2019 team. A couple guys, obviously, who left early for the NFL. A lot of the guys who you might have considered it are back. So I think all in all, Penn State a net positive in the early declarations for the NFL department. But there are definitely some voids to fill. So we'll work our way down through. I don't want to put this in a rankings form necessarily, but we will start really from the highest impact and try to work our way backwards a bit. And that's going to include guys like Justin Shorter, who is officially going to Florida now, and Daniel Joseph, who, as we sit here today talking about it, we don't have ironclad confirmation, but it's rare to see a guy surface as a transfer portal guy and then not be a transfer portal guy. So we'll just make the assumption until we hear otherwise that we're not going to see Daniel Joseph in a Penn State uniform next year. But I think obviously the two names at the top of this list to try to gauge the impact of their departures: Yetur Gross-Matos at defensive end, KJ Hamler at wide receiver. Similar situations now for Penn State, where at defensive end, you know, you are relatively exciting and or proven at the top. Guys like Jason Owe and Adisa Isaac are in a spot now where they need to contribute more than they've ever contributed. They need to have really breakout years, true breakout years. And then KJ Hamler, really all bets are off at wide receiver now. That's the essence of the conversation we just had. So which of these two guys, let's just start with these two in a vacuum, which of these two guys do you think hurts the most them leaving eligibility on the table?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know if it hurts either one of them, quite honestly. I mean, I just think that there's some clear-cut cases and there's some that aren't. And this feels pretty clear cut in my mind. So I don't know. I don't know really if it hurts either one of them. Where are you at on this?
I would say, you know, it's not like Penn State's wide receivers had a great deal of clarity last year.
Right.
And now you take the only guy that Penn State ever considered relying on.
Right.
Right. And yeah, that was confusing to me at times last year because I thought Jahan Dotson deserved a bigger share, a bigger target share than he got. So maybe he'll get that this year. But now you take all the clarity that they had last year and you remove that.
So
it doesn't mean that we're going to see a poor performing group.
Right.
It just means that we are going to have a lot of questions until we see this team actually on the field in a competitive situation.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I just look at it like this. So with Yetur and with KJ, I don't necessarily think their draft stock was going to go through the roof if they came back for another year. And for Penn State, obviously, yeah, you would love to have both of those guys back. But, you know, you've recruited those positions so well that in theory, you should be able to keep rolling even when your best players leave. And if you can't, well, then maybe this team's not as close to maybe playing for a college football playoff berth as we thought or what thought it was or think it should be or what have you. I mean, you have to be able to survive these kind of things. And, you know, Penn State's recruited well enough at both the end and the receiver position to do it. So, you know, you would like to say it's bittersweet when you lose players like this because they're good talents, but also you think you have guys waiting in the wings. And to your point, we do have to see it because we haven't seen it, especially at receiver. But at the same time, I just don't, just not convinced that those guys were going to take a major step forward simply and solely because of you know, the fact that they were, it would come back for another year.
And here's the interesting thing is that there's a better than average chance, I think, that Penn State's wide receiver depth chart really skews young. You know, I think there's a chance that Maybe Daniel George is the guy, and he breaks out. You know, he labored through 2019. He and Justin Shorter both did, really. That's how Dan Jacena ends up being a starter, and how Justin Shorter ends up being in the transfer portal. Right. He's in Florida. So there's a chance that Daniel George can break out. There's a chance that you see, you know, guys like Keandre Lambert or Parker Washington or John Dunmore or TJ Jones. There's a real chance here for a changing of the guard. And the question is, if the wide receiver depth chart really skews young, are you going to be able to clear up these drops, focus, disconnect with the quarterback, lack of rhythm? Are you going to be able to cure those things in time to have a big 2020 season? Like, that's a storyline I want to follow, is that there, if there are wholesale changes at wide receiver. And there might not be. You could see a starting lineup that's Jahan Dotson, Cam Sullivan Brown, or Mac Hippenhammer. And then who else was I thinking of?
You got the depth chart there.
I have the depth chart here. Daniel George, Cam Sullivan Brown, Mac Hippenhammer, and Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
You could see those four could be your prominent guys.
Right.
Or you could see young guys really surge, and you could see a changing of the guard. I'm not sure what to expect just yet. But, you know, it's an interesting position that Taylor Stubblefield is in, where there might not be a lot of tangible progress that we see on the field yet, just because of circumstances here.
I think you're going to see at least two of either the freshmen or redshirt freshmen get on the field this fall. It just seems, you know, too obvious to me that, you know, Cam Sullivan Brown, good player, but I think with him and Mac Ibbenhammer, they're going to have to show extreme improvement to surpass what these receivers already come in with, just from a talent perspective from the high school level. Now, I know it's a jump through the college level, and some guys make that quicker than others, but it would just shock me if one of either John Dunmore or TJ Jones, and then one of the true freshmen, obviously, I think you and I are in agreement that Keandre Lambert and Parker Washington kind of lead the ship there in terms of the most ready receiver to play from day one, and we'll see how it all shakes out.
We're looking at Penn State in 2020, looking at who's gone and what it's going to mean for some of these Penn State position groups. Segment brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app for a reason. You can place all your bets for America's biggest game of the year coming up. Head to the app right now. Check out what they have to offer, including prop bets, football squares, some of the props to really get in on, to make to throw an interesting wrinkle in how you watch this game. How about the coin toss, the first turnover, the most turnovers, the most accepted penalties, including overtime, total points scored, the MVP. Will a lineman score a touchdown? I am a huge fan of the big man touchdown, and we've seen a bunch of them in the NFL playoffs so far. Will we see that one more wrinkle? And you mentioned over under 2.5 players to throw a pass, right? To attempt a pass. That's one that you brought up.
Yes.
So trickery is something to watch in these games. Do you think the 49ers or the Chiefs, do you think they will throw some trickery out there? We'll see.
Yeah. And you just need one.
I mean,
it would obviously ruin the, you know, the competitive nature of the game in all likelihood, but what if one of the starting quarterbacks is injured and has to go out for a play?
It's true.
You know,
yeah.
Doesn't say, do you think more than two positions will throw a pass? Right. It's two people. So
all kinds of scenarios on the field, all kinds of scenarios. You can check it all out by go download the top rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now use code KSN when you get there for a limited time. All new users can get a sign up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Looking again at Penn State, 2019 losses and what they might mean for 2020. Robert Windsor is another interesting one, because you look at this defensive tackle rotation, and there are definitely some interesting players in there. I think you're going to have all bases covered when you're looking at the starting lineup. Thinking PJ Mustafer and Antonio Shelton, two seasoned guys, probably starters. They showed, you know, with their actions that they like what Judge Culpepper has done behind the scenes. He'll be a redshirt sophomore next year. Fred Hansard came along after a foot injury 2 years ago. played some valuable snaps this past year. He's a big, strong, powerful dude inside. Can you count on Damian Barber, you know, to play a lot of reps? You know, so the question now, as you lose a starter, is what happens at those number three, four, five, and six spots in the rotation, less so about the number one and two spots.
Right. And I mean, to me, this is something that that Bob threw out there last week, but is it possible at all that Brent Pry might roll out a 3-4 look at all? And we saw them do that at times with Etor Grosmatos moving inside. I don't know who would do that now, but I mean, you certainly seem to have more linebackers that are very good than you do defensive linemen who are at that same level. I mean, Penn State would probably be able to start five linebackers if it could find a way to make that work from a play calling standpoint. So we'll see. But yeah, the back end of that defensive tackle rotation is just scary. You know, Devon Ellis, I didn't know, it didn't really seem like he made a lot of progress weight room wise this year. I think the guy they need to step up and really be an impact player for them this year is Fred Hanser. Very good player. Been on campus for a little while now and has had some moments. Dustin, to me, he's the guy who has to take that next big step into a big role this fall.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where it falls. You know, could you see another guy who redshirted last year, Hakeem Beamon, who was not a tweener, but a guy who played a lot of defensive end, who looked like his style fit at defensive tackle. He's listed at the defensive tackle now, still listed around 260 pounds. So some work to do there. But between him and Ellis, you could see one of these redshirt freshmen hop into that back end of the rotation. But I think without a doubt, that's exactly the guy who's on the spot right now, Fred Hansard. You know, you can kind of figure P.J. Mustipher and Antonio Shelton. That group those two guys will be good. How good can the rotation be behind them? That's one of the big questions to answer. We didn't get a chance to get to a lot of these other losses. Maybe this is a different segment for a different day. But Blake Gillikin, who's punting for Penn State? It's not the big focal point for a lot of people, but that's one of those spots where you don't recognize how good you had it until it's gone.
Yeah, no question. And I think that, you know, Jordan Stout's the leader in a clubhouse for that job. I believe Bradley King's on campus, a punter walk-on, used to be at Lackawanna. So we'll see. They could maybe go in the transfer portal for something in that regard. But yeah, that's one of those little sneaky areas where you can make up a lot of ground in terms of competing with the best teams in the country with a good punter. And you know, not to say Penn State won't have one this year, but certainly, again, it's another position where somebody's going to have to step up and take over that pretty big void left by Blake Gillikin's graduation.
Two linebackers gone, and Cam Brown, Jan Johnson. So much talent there. You don't want to look past those, but Penn State's got bodies. Steven Gonzalez, same deal. I think Mike Miranda and C.J. Thorpe were co-starters at guard. You should see a pretty seamless starting transition for one of those. Garrett Taylor at safety. Again, some bodies back. John Reed at cornerback. What does his loss mean, especially in terms of leadership? Justin Shorter, obviously, to the transfer portal. Daniel Joseph to the portal. Nick Bowers, they're going to be looking for to iron out depth at tight end as well. So a lot of opportunities there. A lot of questions that need to be answered. We're moving on for now on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ask Greg is coming up after this.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.